So I want to really focus on some of the new developments, but I did want to ask you in terms of adjuvant therapy and this paper that goes through that, what are some of the key ongoing trials right now that, clinicians should be aware of that are out there that might come out at some point, particularly phase three trials?
Right, so the field is obviously moving very rapidly, as you know. So there are adjuvant studies now post-surgery and radiofrequency ablation using single agents. Anti-PD-1 treatment is certainly the number one. And I know you asked me for phase three, but the field is really going rapidly. We even now starting to collect very early data on neoadjuvant treatment because it is known in immunotherapy in general, that patients with early disease actually respond very well to immune-based approaches.
Wow, that's really interesting. I'm always fascinated by neoadjuvant immunotherapy studies, bladder, lung, wherever you, it's just so amazing. And, I keep waiting to see more translational things come out of it, and I'm not sure I've seen too much. Anything happening from a translational point of view? Seems like that's a perfect time to figure out what's going on.
Oh, absolutely. That's just ongoing. I think it's a matter of time. We don't have enough samples, et cetera, but you're absolutely correct. One of the issues in HCC is that we don't get enough biopsies. We don't need biopsies to diagnose the disease. And in the neoadjuvant setting, obviously, you will acquire a lot of tissue that you can study and really see what's going on at the site of the tumor in terms of immune responses.
So actually, yeah, the sort of older question about biopsy or not, I don't know if that changes now that things are starting to change. I've heard people say they're maybe not as comfortable even in a very, very obvious high AFP case or whatever, because maybe they just want to get tissue and look at it, get NGS, whatever. What do you think?
This is a very difficult question. So for the standard of care, it is still very hard to argue that you need in a patient with cirrhosis and clear imaging criteria that you will still need a biopsy. Unfortunately, we don't have good driver mutations or targets that we can utilize and that will translate into a potential treatment. But outside standard of care for clinical trials, absolutely. And then, there are very rare cases. And, sometimes it's difficult. As you know, there is HCC, there is cholangio, then there is mixed tumors. And once we get into these areas, these gray areas, I think biopsies are absolutely required.